Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sal Capaccio, Bill's sideline reporter for WGR, was on the field for yesterday's game against the Saints. Sal, not exactly the blowout that many people expected, but, I mean, both sides for the Bills really struggled at times. How did they adapt in the second half?
Yeah, I mean, the overall numbers on defense actually wound up a lot better than I thought they were, actually, watching the game in the moment. There were definitely pockets of the game where both sides struggled, as you said. The second quarter was not very good for the Buffalo Bills offense, but took a little bit of Josh Allen magic to make some critical plays in the second half, and they've really leaned on James Cook, and James Cook has been fantastic. So I think that's number one for the offense, just James Cook being able to be, you know, as dynamic as he's been to really give them a spark. And then on the defensive side, they gave up some big plays early on, some rushing yards, and third down defense wasn't good again early, but they really buttoned down on third down defense. At the end of the day, they did a nice job, and once they got the lead, they were able to really hold the Saints and a young quarterback kind of become one-dimensional. They knew the pass was coming, which helped a lot.
Incredible play from Cole Bishop there on that interception that, I mean, really turned things around because they were in a tough spot, and here is the young guy making his first interception at a crucial time.
No doubt. And we've had a lot of talk about Cole Bishop over the last few months and him just not being able to get on the field and getting those reps and wasn't going well for him. And there's been a lot of wondering, you know, what his future holds. He's a young player. It's still early in his career. But I really think that he's gotten better every game as we've gone on here over the last four. And what Sean McDermott and the coaches and Bobby Babich have said about him is right, which is just needs reps. He needs time. He's got to be on the field. And that's what's happening here. And now he's starting to see things a lot better. He's understanding what he's seeing. And then you see the athleticism yesterday that you referred to, Brian. Like, what a fantastic athletic play. But I think what really has to be noted in that play is how smart he was to read that play, know where it's going, and understand where to be.
Josh Allen got sacked more times than anyone could probably remember in that game yesterday. And he got intercepted once, too. Is that maybe highlight how important Spencer Brown is to the offense?
Yeah, sure. And, you know, I don't want to put everything on Ryan Vandermark because he filled in for Spencer Brown. But, you know, Vandermark got beaten a couple times. But I thought just overall the pass protection wasn't good enough by the offensive line. And Josh was under duress. And they have a good front and they have a good defensive line. And they've actually been top 10 league at getting after the passer. But that is definitely a little bit different than what we're used to with Josh. Seeing him on the ground three different times in this game, twice in one quarter. And then the interception was a fantastic play, and Josh tried to push the ball down the field to Keon Coleman, and you know, we had him there, but it was a nice play by a safety rotating over the top, so that wound up being a long third down interception. We call those kind of arm punts sometimes, whereas it's kind of like a punt anyway, but it's still not something you want to do. But definitely they need to button that up next week when they go against the New England Patriots.
You know, and then Josh has this run that it's you feel like you see it so many times out of Allen where things aren't quite going as smooth as he would like. And in a game like that, it's almost like he just says, you know what, blanket. I'm going and doing this myself.
Yeah, well, that's what we say, putting on the cape, right, for Josh Allen. And sometimes you have to do that when you're the best player on the planet, and he very well is. And you need a guy like that to make a play, and he has the mentality he needs to make a play, and he made a couple plays, and that's exactly what you need. And that's a big difference between, you know, the Buffalo Bills and a lot of teams in this league, is the Buffalo Bills have Josh Allen, and they don't.
Deion Walker, the rookie, had a great afternoon for the Bills. He made all the plays that you'd want him to. I mean, he's 300-some pounds, right? What about his performance?
Yeah, he's getting better every week as well. And the Bills really might have had a kind of a steal here in the fourth round with a young guy out of Kentucky, Deion Walker, who Many people felt he could have been maybe even a late first round, but certainly early second round pick. If he would have come out of the draft a couple of years ago, he went back to school and he didn't have as good of a year. And then they realized afterwards, because he was dealing with a back injury that even he didn't kind of realize. And, you know, the Bills knew that and rehabbed him well enough this offseason to get him to a spot where they felt comfortable with him. And he's really started off really well here in his young career. And he made some stops for the Bills that were very critical in this game to show his progression.
Well, I hope you enjoyed a nice Sunday afternoon game, because it's all over, Sal. We're back to primetime next week. And taking on the Patriots, who, I know you probably haven't had a lot of time to watch New England with all the Bills stuff going on, but 42 points they put up yesterday against Carolina, but still, it looked pretty good.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was just going through their box score, and actually they were outgained by Carolina, and I'm looking at the numbers going, boy, how did this game go the way it did? Because that's the NFL, right? They had a special teams touchdown, which helped them a lot, and they played good football, no doubt. And the one of the big things with the Patriots, they've been turning the ball over, and I don't know if they turned it over in this game from what I saw. They did not, and that's a big deal with them. And they had done that against the Steelers a couple weeks ago, which is a big reason why they lost that game. So this is a team that's going to come to Buffalo. They're 2-2. If you look at it from a Patriots perspective and you're Mike Vrabel, you're like, hey, let's go to Buffalo. Let's win this game. Let's get to 3-2. And if you do that, it could be kind of a new season with the Bills 4-0. You'd be one game behind and you'd have the head-to-head. So it's a critical game for New England coming to Buffalo. And the Bills have a chance to put more separation between them and another team in the AFC East and even the AFC. The Bills are the only team in the entire AFC who's 4-0 right now. The Bills are in the driver's seat for the one seed. And for them, you have to look at it this, let's close this thing out and get it home. There's a lot of football to be played, but you can do that starting next week with a division rival at home. And speaking of rivals, it is the Nike Rivalry Series game, guys, where the Bills will be wearing for the first time ever those Nike Rivalry jerseys, those white ones they unveiled last month.
Yeah, and I saw a lot of them. The fans were wearing yesterday, too. There's a lot out there.
People are buying them now. They're going to be wearing them next week, I think, for sure. And I think we're looking at pretty good weather again for a night game here at Highmark Stadium.
I'm not a slob, Sal, but I still can't. It's too much white for me to buy. I'm going to mess it up.
Keeping it clean.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, you're not a slob, but I'm the same way. Also, you get a little ketchup on it and something. You're like, come on, what's happening, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.